school event in the business.
Depot does.
Office Depot announces even lower prices on 75 top back-to-school items. Plus weekly specials you won't believe. Get a free backpack with lunch tote with any $15 purchase. That's a $19.99 backpack with lunch tote free. It's the back-to-school event at Office Depot. Don't be late. Expires 8-6, limit 1. Valid in store only.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Happy birthday to one of the most important inventions in the world.
On August 6, 1991, Britain's Tim Berners-Lee posted a short summary of his World Wide Web project on a news group. His message, the WWW project aims to allow all links to be to any information anywhere. From that low-key start, the web today contains around 20 billion website pages, more than three times the world's population. And as Berners-Lee envisioned 20 years ago, it's still pretty much free of charge. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
The big question in the remote Alaskan village of Kivalina, what is that stuff? Gooey orange-colored goop is washing into the harbor. It's also showing up in the rain. The goo formed on top of buckets used to collect water, and at least on one roof, too. Samples have been sent out to labs for analysis. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
With the price of gas skyrocketing, I'm glad the Sears Auto Center offered me advice on which types of motor oil can help reduce engine friction and improve my car's efficiency, which is something I could really use right now.
Head into Sears Auto Center for an oil change, brake inspection, and tire rotation for only $29.99. All that for only $29.99. Plus, save on all BF Goodrich tires through August 13th and get $50 back after mail-in rebate when you buy four. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Geico makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? Geico finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
1270, The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And we're very happy to have you back with us. JP Travis is here with me and Steve Aussie. And joining us now is Janie Johnson, who is... the youngest of nine children. Big family, huh, Janie?
Yes, it was a lot of fun growing up. And I have seven boys now, so it's just surrounded by men.
Man.
A lot of testosterone in your household.
Yes.
Well, no wonder you're kind of
thanks for having me. Good to escape.
Very happy to have you on here. You are an American citizen. You are a professional tennis player, I see here.
Yeah, absolutely. It was the best life anyone could have.
What in the heck? When did you have time to have seven children, Janie?
Well, after my tennis career ended and I was going to go to law school, I wanted to be a sports agent, a sports center personality, and then I met my husband, and
it happens to all us girls, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's just so much fun. My husband's much better working than I am. So
how long have you been active in politics?
September 1st of last year.
Is that it? No,
yeah, I wrote my book. I've never was active before. Well, I've always been active in that I've always been an informed voter. Yes. I've never missed an election. I'm an absentee voter ballot always, even when I was in college. My first vote was for Ronald Reagan.
Woo!
Yeah. My father was a nuclear power plant engineer and was in charge of two nuclear power plants up in Washington State. And I saw firsthand how Jimmy Carter's Regulations Department of Energy, which actually produces no energy or locates any energy,
could regulate it
for all of us, especially our children and grandchildren.
Just so like you were the set Department up early. Of Education doesn't educate anybody.
Yeah, just remember when you're cutting education, the Department of Education doesn't actually educate anyone, so you're actually not cutting anything.
So how good easy call. Would it good be to balance the budget just by taking $200 billion out right there?
Back
just close
that.
It down.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
And just think of how much the states could save when they don't extort, the federal government doesn't extort right. states to pass all their silly union rules.
Boy, you got it going on, Janie. And you said we were talking
we're just
about,
getting started.
Yeah, we were talking about Sean Hannity and
what a great
Juan
American.
Williams. Yeah, and you love him. You were on a show a couple times.
Yes.
And you were saying he's awesome.
Oh, he was wonderful. Here, I'm a first-time author from Nevada, and he got the book and he was looking at it and he said, wow, this person wrote this book. She's a great American. We got to put her on the Great American Panel.
Awesome.
Wow. To take a chance on someone like me. And he wanted to meet me. And then he found out I played tennis and that was wonderful. And so I went on Great American Panel, Hannity of Fox News in New York. And there I'm sitting with Rich Lowry and Sean Hannity. And it was right after Jimmy McMillan and the rent is too damn high.
Guy. Yeah,
and
exactly.
they're talking about
yeah.
it. And I said, Sean, please, please, it's not that the rent is too damn high. It's that the lies are too damn big.
Ooh, whoa. And he knew you were.
And it was funny. And I had my next line and I didn't get it in.
You know? Did you write it down, though, for next
yeah,
time?
I got it. And the biggest whopper of all is that Obama actually knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Really? You believe
I like
that?
Her.
Oh, absolutely. He
well, how did he get voted
no
in? How did he get voted in then?
Hope and change.
Yeah.
People just didn't cast informed votes. They voted emotionally. And it was more of a Bush against voting against Bush, voting against McCain.
Did you vote
and
for Bush? Can I ask you?
Oh, absolutely.
Not
yeah.
Right.
Not
yeah.
that I kind of had to do it, you know, plug in my nose. Not quite the conservative. You know, I wish he would have been more conservative.
Well, you know what? When I first saw him, I thought, this is great. He's a little bulldog and we could use a little bulldogism going on. But then as he got kind of weird and power mongrel.
Well, he started compromising
started
too much
compromising
instead of standing to his principles.
Yeah.
You know, and then we have to vote. You have to look at the lesser of two evils. And so, you know,
I don't
Bush
like that.
Was the, no, absolutely not. And that's my purpose of my book is when my 10-year-old son, Sammy, asked me, well, Mommy, how do you know who to vote for? And I told him, whoever makes the government smaller, whoever gives less money to the government. And then as a 10-year-old says, your children, why? I'm like, why? Wow. There's just so many things our kids need to know, not only about how to cast an informed vote, going back to our founding documents, but we got to prepare them for the corruption, the flawed process, the political process that just squeezes everyday American people. And that not only do we have to cast informed votes, we need to take back the system. We need balanced budgets. We need fiscal responsibility, which I write in my book, The Five Principles. Don't spend more than you make. It's very simple. It's not any harder than that.
Let me get in here with the name of your book. Don't Take My Lemonade Stand. An American Philosophy.
Yeah, I kind of fell into the don't take my lemonade stand. I kind of had the squeeze. I had all these lemonade stand illustrations, and my friend Debbie's like, that's your title.
Yeah.
Don't take my lemonade stand.
Because it is true.
Yeah.
That's the American way.
And then I had to have Debbie, my husband, and five other people say, don't change it.
That's what we've gotten away from,
yeah.
is the American way, the
yeah.
way it was set up, our forefathers. And they try to teach it in school, but they don't teach how to assimilate it.
No, and that's the purpose of my subtitles, An American Philosophy, because when we study history, we study what makes America great, truth, freedom, free market capitalism, limited government. I go into all the principles. That's what makes America great. We know what works versus what merely sounds good. And what is philosophy? As James Madison, one of our great founders, said, philosophy is just a big word for common sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I just call myself an American citizen. This isn't hard for any of us. We all know we're citizens. We know what works versus what sounds good because we have common sense. And that's all philosophy is, a big word for common sense.
Janie, how do you think? Yeah, he's got a new segment going right now. Common sense. He's right with you there,
yeah,
Janie.
Yeah, we know what works versus what sounds good.
Janie, how do you think we got so far out of where and how it started?
Oh, apathy. People just were happy with what they were doing. They were making, you know, great money. We had the dot-com boom. There was nobody who was paying attention. We didn't have 24/7 news. We didn't have internet. People were happy.
Consumerism.
Yeah. It mm-hmm. was basically just take care of ourselves, going on our vacations. And then all of a sudden we're like, wow. Ooh, what did he say? I don't believe that. Wow. You
what know, did he slowly, say? I don't believe that. Yeah.
You know, and then progressivism is going on for over 100 years of growing bigger and bigger government. And, you know, today, what is it? 48.5 million people on food stamps.
Oh,
according to Obama, he only
number.
Has about 220 million more to go.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
That's an incredible number. Just think about that.
I
and
have
we have 14 million
it.
Unemployed, and there's only 110 million taxpayers.
Do you think
and
this
there's
is
22
shaking?
Million people that work for the government. So if you add up all those numbers,
they outnumber
you have about
us.
89, 90 million people that live off the 110 million people that are actually working. We're at a tipping point.
It sounds like you're in sympathy with the Tea Party.
Oh, absolutely. I love the Tea Party. Too. If you've ever been to one, they're just everyday American citizens. They are great. They just believe in fiscal responsibility. There are grandmas out there with their canes and their walkers just wanting to protect their grandchildren's futures. And that's what it's about. Liberals, I don't know, understand why they don't seem to care about our children. They're ruining our schools. They teach competition is bad. And not only that, they won't allow kids to even keep score anymore. And we just need to take the debt off our kids' backs. As Thomas Jefferson said, it's just incomprehensible that the generation doesn't pay its own debts as it goes.
And I know you're seeing all this stuff. Do you have any solutions?
Absolutely. We could start with the Connie Mack plan, the penny plan.
I talked about that a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Freeze the 2011 levels. Great. No more spending. This baseline budgeting, which people don't get, is that when congressmen, they pass a bill, they put in 7-8% automatic growth into a bill. So they never have to vote on it again. So if, say, they're putting $1 million into a bill, next year it'll be 7% more. And then the following year, it's another 7 or 8%, depending on what they put in there. So all they're doing now is cutting the rate of spending. People don't get that. So all this debt they're talking about is they'll cut $1 trillion in the next 10 years. So instead of spending $9.5 trillion, we're only going to spend $8.5 trillion we don't have. So what the Connie Mack plan says, hey, stop. We're going to freeze the budget. Freeze spending now. At 2011, which is outrageous. We could go back to 2008 balance it in 3 years. We're going to freeze it.